Coming up next is an episode of Fulfilling Lives with the Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities, with the mission of bringing about a vibrant community where people lead fulfilling lives and make meaningful contributions.
Welcome to Fulfilling Lives, a program of Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities. I'm Alicia Greenwood, your host today, and I hope you're all having a wonderful day. I'm joined this morning by our guests, the Newman family, Melissa and her daughters, Marissa and Elizabeth. Welcome! We also have joining us this morning a fellow DD employee, Tiffany Booz, who is an individual support coordinator. Welcome to you all. How are you this morning?
Doing well.
Thank you.
Good.
Great. Well, this morning we're going to be discussing a little more about the summer scholarship. So if you tuned in on our last podcast, we talked with a couple of Fairfield DD employees about the summer scholarship program here at Fairfield DD. So just as a refresher, the goal of the program is to increase inclusive, structured, community-based experiences for children and youth using a person-centered approach, focusing on their interests, gifts, and talents during the summer months. So today, we're going to look at it from a little different perspective and see what a family who's receiving the summer scholarship is doing with those funds. So let's start at the beginning, Melissa. What made you decide to apply for the summer scholarship program this year?
This summer scholarship provides both girls the opportunity to participate in many community activities. The scholarship allows them to do things they already love and then even try some new things.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about the application and registration process?
Absolutely. The application process this year was probably the easiest. I received an email stating registration was open, and I was able to complete it electronically. We always try to make certain that we enroll early so we're able to receive our funds as they are first come, first served basis. Once we received notice that we were awarded the scholarship, I talked with Marissa and Elizabeth to see the things that they are interested in. This year, we are adding in music lessons, which is a first for them.
Wonderful. I'm excited to hear a little bit more about that in a minute. And I'm also super excited to hear that the registration process was easy this year because we changed it up. So that's awesome to hear. Tiffany, as an individual support coordinator, what's your role in this process?
As an ISC, I help assist families with searching for activities based on their children's needs and interests. I help contact programs to get information about the activities they offer, obtain pricing, and ask about their application process. I help families gather the documents that they may need to apply for the activities. And I also look for activities where the child's siblings can attend so that they have a familiar face there with them.
That's great. That's important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany, is there anything else that you would like families to know about this program?
So this program is available every summer, and it's just a great opportunity for our young individuals to participate in fun activities throughout the community. If your family is interested in using the summer scholarship, sign up as soon as registration opens because there is often a waiting list. And then also contact your ISC to see what other grants or funding may be available to support these activities.
Yes, and we'll give a little more information at the end about next summer's program, but let's go back to Melissa. Could you give us a couple examples of programs that your daughters are involved in that summer scholarship has helped them be a part of?
Of course. Both girls are able to participate in 4-H camp. They've done swim team, a camp through parks and recreation, and then the piano lessons are through 88 Keys.
Wonderful. Those are all really cool programs. Marissa, do you mind to tell us something fun and exciting that you learned from one of your camps or lessons?
In 4-H camp, I was learning new ways to shoot archery.
Awesome. Archery is an interesting skill. Are you a natural at it, or is it work?
Like, more work, but I've gotten it a little bit better.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Marissa, could you also tell us maybe what your favorite camp has been so far and why?
My favorite camp was Ali Manji Camp because, I don't know, snack time we made spiders out of food and then we ate them, and then the staff there is really nice.
Awesome. So you made, what kind of food did you make spiders out of?
So, like, vanilla wafers, icing, chocolate chips, and Twizzlers.
Nice. Were they delicious? You got to eat them afterwards?
Yes.
Nice. Well, cool. Thank you. How about Elizabeth? Could you tell us something fun or exciting that you learned from one of your cancer lessons this year?
In 4-H camp, I learned new dances and how to shoot a bow and arrow.
Very cool. 4-H camp. Okay. Could you tell us what your favorite camp was and why?
4-H camp because they have fun arts and crafts and we learn new line dances.
Ooh, new line dances. Do you have a favorite line dance?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe. How about a favorite art or craft that you made? Do you have one of those?
We're painting rocks.
Okay. Is it a rock that you get to take and leave somewhere someone else can find it as well and share the joy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Very cool. Well, thanks, girls. I love all of those activities that you're doing. That's great. Melissa, can you just give us an idea maybe how this has helped throughout the summer with the girls continuing those skills that they gained through the school year? Or are there any other benefits that you've really noticed?
Sure. Yeah, these camps really allow the girls to interact with people that they've met over the years, and they continue to develop social skills as well as leadership skills. The camps also help provide structure when there's more freedom with schedules during the summer. So that structure really just helps with that continuity of day-to-day life.
Yes, absolutely. I can understand that, and I appreciate that. Well, that's a great example of why it's important for all of us to invest in our youth in order to continue to create a vibrant community for everyone's future. So thank you all so much for being here today and joining us. Does anybody else have anything else they want to add before we finish up?
Thanks for having us today.
You're welcome. Listeners, summer scholarship information for next summer will be available in late March of 2024, so please watch out for that information. Again, I am Alicia Greenwood, and this has been Fulfilling Lives, a program of the Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities. Everyone have a wonderful day and a great summer. See you out there.